At this point, we've all likely seen or at least heard about cases of widespread animal cruelty or neglect when it comes to cattle, chickens, and horses across the Central Valley.
Tens of thousands of cows each year wind up at Central Valley Meat, a slaughter plant in California. A Compassion Over Killing investigator documented the final hours of pain and fear these cows face before they're slaughtered and their bodies are dismembered.
That was an excerpt from an undercover video produced by the organization Compassion Over Killing. Its depiction of cattle being repeatedly abused and treated inhumanely made national headlines last August. It also caused the United States Department of Agriculture to temporarily close down the Hanford Slaughterhouse. Other animal welfare groups and news organizations have produced similar videos, but with them has come controversy and criticism from the livestock industry. And that's led several states, including Iowa and Utah, to pass new laws, which aim to make producing those videos a crime. Critics call them ag-gag laws. In California, the issue of animal abuse has taken a slightly different course, but one that's no less controversial, thanks to a new bill from Assemblymember Jim Patterson.
I think we all detest animal cruelty. I think we want to stop it as quickly as we possibly can. And I think there is a duty on behalf of the people who own animals and on the behalf of people who work with them, if they do see and have the evidence of animal cruelty, that it ought to be reported to law enforcement quickly so that the cruelty can end.
The Fresno Republican introduced AB 343 in early February. Unlike the measures in other states, it doesn't prohibit journalists or activists from taking undercover video, but instead it would require anyone with video, photographs, or other evidence documenting animal abuse to turn in that information to authorities within 5 days. Those who don't comply would face a $250 fine. The bill is supported by the livestock industry. Patterson says he doesn't understand why animal rights groups aren't in favor of the bill.
I mean, my question is, do they really want to solve the problem, or are they more interested in fundraising and stirring up people who love animals and really misinforming people about what we're trying to do? But let me just say this. If people were saying the same thing about child abuse that they're saying about my bill to try and end animal abuse, no one would support or understand it or be willing to suggest that we turn a blind eye to it and that we collect data for months into the future.
But some animal welfare groups, including the Humane Society of the United States, say the bill is an attempt to stymie larger investigations.
There's a reason all of the animal protection groups oppose this bill, while only agribusiness industry officials support it. It may be drafted to appear like an animal protection measure. In reality, it's intended to obstruct whistleblowers from documenting farm animal abuse. They don't want to stop whistleblowing. They want to blow the whistle on the whistleblower.
That was Paul Shapiro, a spokesman for the Humane Society. If AB 343 had been law last year, Shapiro says Central Valley Meat Company would still be treating cattle inhumanely.
If this law had been in place, the meat industry would have surely just described it as an isolated incident of animal cruelty rather than the pattern of abuse that was taking place there, which led to the shutdown of that slaughter plant.
But Dave Daly, with the California Cattle Association, which sponsored the bill, says it's misunderstood.
I think AB 343, very honestly, is intended. It was proposed by cattlemen because we don't like to see animals abused either. And some of the things that occur, if people willfully or knowingly record abuse, I think the real intent is let's get that information to law enforcement as soon as we can so we can stop it. It bothers me that it's been posed as an ag gag law or trying to stop free speech or trying to stop, you know, people from taking pictures. And in my mind, it's nothing further from the truth, because in all actuality, it's trying to prevent systemic abuse rather than to just let it go on for a period of time until, quote unquote, we have a case.
Amendments to the bill were made late last week after criticism over the time allotted for gathering and reporting evidence. Patterson said the changes were his attempt to work with animal welfare groups.
Initially, we had a couple of days requirement to report. There's some concern that that might be too short a period of time. And so we were trying to be sympathetic with those who have a different point of view about the bill. We thought, okay, well, let's amend it to 5 days. That gives people who want to do more investigating or more documentation But at some point, we've got to end the documentation so that we can give it to law enforcement and the animal owners so they're on notice so that, in fact, the abuse stops.
Jim Reynolds, a professor of bovine medicine and animal welfare at Western University, says the bill doesn't go far enough.
The idea is really good. See it, stop it. So I think that's what the authors of the bill probably intend, is if you see something that's harming an animal, then it needs to be stopped and fixed and dealt with. Limiting it strictly to videotaping and photographs is the wrong approach. Really, it's any event that harms an animal needs to be reported and fixed for the animal's sake and for the animals down the road the next week and the next week.
He says the industry needs to embrace animal welfare to prevent future abuses.
What many of us have been trying to do for about a year now is to create a culture of welfare on farms so that everybody on the farm, the owners, the managers, the workers, all understand what animal welfare is and can recognize when welfare is compromised for animals and then do something about it.
Patterson's bill is scheduled to go before the Assembly's Agriculture Committee on Wednesday. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.